Blog Talk Radio.
Safely stash all weed and blunts.
Is there anyone here?
What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? Hey, what, honey? Spit it out your mouth.
Your attention. Wake the fuck up. Damn it, man. I'm killing everybody who ain't here on time. P-Reg affiliated. He's probably like a couple of seconds late. I'm still killing him anyway. Damn it. Because it's showtime already. Fuck. What's happening, man? This is K100 Internet Radio. The loudest motherfucking show you ever gonna lay your motherfucking ears on. You dig? The realest, the most rawest, the most uncut, all that. You understand what I'm saying? We finna get it in, alright? Episode 19, we in the building! P-Reg affiliated, it's about 30 seconds late. Yeah, he's just getting here.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's how it is. That's how we do it over here.
Hey, man, look at him.
Nobody can get fired anyway, so fuck it.
It's like this.
What?
To everybody over there on Riverdale, man, you know I stopped and gave them cars out, so I appreciate y'all if y'all go listen, man. Out there, keep watching them calls. I still made it, nigga. How about that?
Right. K100 Internet Radio, man, the livest, most goddamn off-the-chain show you probably gonna ever lay your ears on. Episode 19, we're a month strong in this bitch. You understand what I'm saying? Big ups to us. Yeah, and all our listeners, appreciate everybody that's been supporting the show last night. We haven't had one show that's just been just completely just a mess, dog, ever since I started this shit. You know what I'm saying? It's just always been great episode after great episode. Some a little more crunk than others, you know, because we be talking about some old crazy shit. You know how black people live. We get to talking about some outlandish shit. They just get off the chain. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We tried a new feature last night, the dial-out feature. We're going to be doing that again.
Yeah,
no,
yeah.
Nobody's safe now, nigga. Nobody. All right? I went on ahead and kicked up and upgraded on you motherfuckers. Now I can call you. Bitch, you ain't got to call him. I'm going to call your fucking ass. You hear me? Ain't nobody safe in my motherfucking phone. I call my damn mama and see what the hell she up to. It don't matter.
Mama them, we going to fuck with mama them too.
Yeah. We going to prank call the motherfucker and everything now.
Yeah, we fucking with mama them.
347-934-0966. I'm your host, Blizzard P. Reg, affiliated, the co-host tonight. We in the building. You understand what I'm saying? Last night we had Keela in here. Big ups to her. You know what I'm saying? Big ups to everybody that called last night for episode 18. You feel me? That shit was off the chain last night. We was talking about internet dating. Have you ever met somebody on the internet and got up with them and actually smashed them? And, you know, you feel like Facebook could break your relationship. And the show was wild. So if you missed episode 18, go back to the site www.blogtalkradio.com/K-100 and listen to it. You can either listen to it live or you can download it, you know, as an MP3 file. Real easy, one click of a button, about 20 megabytes. It ain't even big. Slap it on your goddamn MP3 player and listen to that shit and trip out to it while you're working out or while you're at work or whatever, nigga. You understand what I'm saying? But you don't know what you're missing, man. All right?
Yeah, ride out with your dogs, man.
Yeah, real talk. I mean, you can put that shit on the motherfucking CD or something, nigga, and throw it in your car, nigga, whatever. We coming out with the goddamn show CD, so if y'all bear with us, you understand, we're going to be taking, like, some of the hottest topics and some of the funniest shit that's been happening so far on the show, compiling it all on a CD, then we throwing some of that hot music we've been playing for y'all also, and we're going to put that shit, it's going to be like a show slash mix CD, the illest shit you ever heard, you know what I'm saying? It's going to be, of course, beefed up audio quality and everything. You won't be listening to it over the internet. It'll be in your CD. So be better quality. You know what I'm saying? More added sounds, more added shit to it. So to be like a goddamn show on the road, since we can't get through your FM dial, we're going to goddamn supplement that by putting out the goddamn show CD. That's coming ASAP. All right? Look out for that. That's a power move.
Yeah. If you're going out of town, nigga, you can't find the local radio station and shit you like to listen to it, man, K100 goddamn CD is going to be what the business is, nigga. Please believe that.
Yeah. That's a power move. So when we drop that, and if we got so much material, nigga, we got to drop that shit in volumes. You know what I'm saying? It's got to be like volume one. Cause
like episode one.
Yeah. Because, see, like, we got, okay, each show is like 2 hours long. You feel me? Are we trying to go like each week, I can't do one CD for the whole first month, dog. It's just too much shit that was off the chain. We're gonna leave out too much shit. So I'm thinking about, we're gonna have to do goddamn volume like one for each week. Gonna have to be another volume.
Week one, week two.
Volume, right.
Yeah.
Because it's just so much shit. 2 hour shows. It ain't nowhere in the hell. We're gonna cover everything in one CD the whole month we've been on. That means we're gonna have to cut a lot of funny shit out, and I ain't really with that.
Hey.
And a lot of music. You understand what I'm saying?
Hey, but guess what?
So we ain't gonna go that route. We gonna goddamn
this shit.
This
shit is gonna be hot.
Yeah.
It's gonna be motherfucking funny. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And we don't even mind if you're burning and bootlegging and getting to you.
Bootleg it. Hey, you know bootleg man. Bootleg man, you listening? Give it to bootleg nigga, please. We need the bootleg, nigga. We ain't stars around this bitch. We need all the help we can get.
Hey, please believe, nigga. Hey.
Burn it, nigga. Burn it. Burn it all.
Burn it.
Burn that shit.
Nigga, K100 gonna be like Gucci Man CDs in the street right now. How about that?
Burn that shit.
Every week we got a motherfucking radio CD, nigga.
Right.
Get with it.
All right. So, once again, the name of the show is K100. That stands for Keep It 100. All right? That's what it's short for. We only got one rule on the show, ladies and gentlemen. Pay attention.
Real quick, like.
One rule. What? All you got to do is keep this shit motherfucking 100. That's all. We can talk about whatever the fuck we talking about, man. When you call up here and you talk to us, you got to keep that shit 100. You understand? Because if you don't, we murking your ass live on the air, nigga, with the 40. Double tap you to make sure it's official. All right? That's it, man. We ain't got no other than that, nigga. You can say what the fuck you want to say. I don't give a damn. I don't get offended easily. And if you get offended easily, you might want to goddamn pump your brakes and goddamn log the fuck off and hang up now, bitch. All right? This ain't the show for you. If you sensitive, hang up or log off right now. I'm giving you 2 seconds.
You go.
That's it. Now, you still here? God damn it. You understand? You might get killed. Not literally.
You're not going to win a tongue wrestling matchup.
No, you're not going to win a tongue wrestle. You can't tongue wrestle with the host. You can, but them just going to put your ass on mute. And I'm going to tell you to pump your brakes, shawty. All right. That's what you're going to get. Okay? So right now, we done ran the gamut, man. We talked about everything and all kind of crazy shit. But tonight's show, it should be pretty interesting. You know what I'm saying? We come on the air Monday through Thursday, 8 to 10. A lot of our callers like to call in after 9 because they got them free nights and weekends.
Our 9 o'clock callers. That's bad, man.
Our second hour always be extra crunk because we have a line full of motherfuckers. We can't even get to everybody in the second hour half of the time. You know what I'm saying? Because we have a line full of motherfucking people. We got the new dial-out feature. We're going to be hitting motherfuckers up on their phone unexpectedly. Putting them on blast live on the air.
And it's going to be called K-Motherfucking Talk.
K-Talk. God damn it.
We call you, nigga. We just gonna be like, hey, this hey. K100, man. Give us some of that K-Talk.
I'm gonna badge your motherfucker so much, they're gonna have me on caller ID. And don't answer, goddammit. You know what I'm saying?
Oh.
They're gonna do me like a bill collector around this bitch. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, when you see that middle finger, you know what it is. Hey, you already know. Hey, listen, call us. I mean, however you listen to us on Skype, whatever. And, man, y'all please hit us up on our Gmail, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If you wanna get at us, man, and send us some of your music or your info or, you know, like we always say, if you don't want to come in on what we're talking about, you can just call up here, man, give us a shout out. You know, do what you need to do, man, because we damn sure going to do what we need to do.
Right. So, like I said, once again, the number is 347-934-0966. Please pay attention to the prompts if you want to holler at us. You understand what I'm saying? Hit the number one on your keypad. You know what I mean? And that let us know that you want to, because you can call in and listen to the show over your phone, but if you really want to holler at us about what we're talking about, you know what I mean? Just hit the number one on your keypad, and then that'll let us know that, you know, you want to be patched in live to the show, and we'll talk about what we're talking about. All right? Once again, this is the platform for independent artists. K100 is a subsidiary of Chainless Entertainment. We are a record label. You understand? We're an indie record label. We got albums in the streets. We got more coming out. You understand what I'm saying? We got this family right here. We're doing this music shit, too. You dig? So we got love for all the independent artists. All independent artists, send us your music, dog. Send us your shit. K100radio@gmail.com. We spending everybody. We show everybody love. If your shit ain't just shit gotta be super duper whack for us not to fuck with it. If you just really whack, ain't nothing we can do, dog. We're gonna have to give you the 40. We got to kill you, nigga. We can't play your shit if it's super whack. But if you got some good music, if you know anybody that's doing music, trying to get on in the game,
your baby daddy them,
whatever, your baby mama sang, whatever the fuck going on.
If your baby mama sang.
Yeah, if she really can sing and not trying to, send us the motherfucking music, K100Radio@gmail.com. The letter K, the number 100 radio, all one word, gmail.com. We'll let you get a 5-minute interview on air, explain who you are, where you're from, what your swag is, and we're going to spin your shit. We're going to show love to everybody on the independent. We don't play big name artists. Don't call up for asking to play the new Tip, the new Jeezy, none of that. Fuck that. Not that we don't like them niggas, but nigga, they got enough shine. They got the big radios on their side already. So we only showing love to the underground. So if you fucking with that music shit, you need to get at us ASAP. Call up to the show, 347-934-0966. You dig? If you're listening online, still call up to the show and holler at us. All right, without further ado, that took 10 minutes to run down the whole shit. We're trying to cut that beginning of the show rundown, you know what I'm saying, down to about 5 minutes so we can get all the info and get to the meat and potatoes. All right, tonight's show, episode 19. P. Reg, what are we talking about?
Hey, man, we really talking about, are you a freak and what do you consider being a freak?
Right. The freakometer, okay? That's what we got tonight, the freakometer.
And then also, if you really want to take it down, if you really want to be political and go both sides, we want to know what's the difference between freak and freaking.
Right.
So come on with it.
Right. That's the name, that's the topic of the show. Now, we're going to be listening to what you say, what you think. You understand what I'm saying? And we already feel, we got our own, before every show, we always give our own rendition about what the fuck going on. So before we get into it, you understand what I'm saying? I'm going to let y'all motherfuckers know, you know. If you a freak, you understand what I'm saying? If you into that kinky, wild shit, we're going to give you the goddamn whips and chains sound. You understand?
Ha! Hey, I don't know about that. That's that S&M shit right there, yo.
That freaky, nigga.
Hey.
Some people say that shit freaky. You get that sound. Woo! That means you're up the chain.
To all the women that like that ass slap extra hard, we got it.
Right. And if you a lame motherfucker that be like, nigga, goddamn it. Hitting you from the back, that shit considered freaky. We gonna flush your ass down the toilet. You going down the drain, bitch.
You should be fucking from the back anyway.
Your man cheating on you. We gonna flush you down the toilet tonight. Your man is cheating on you, by the way. Just thought you wanna know that. Just putting that out there for you to know. Alright? So let's go to the motherfucking, well, first of all, the lines are filling up. 347-934-0966. You dig? We got all kind of motherfucking goddamn suggestions and sex goddamn positions that motherfuckers become hitting us up on the damn shit. Talking about some, if you know how to do this position, or if you did that position, then you a freak. I don't even know if it's about the positions. I think it's all about just how all in you be with the shit when you do it. You understand what I'm saying? But I'm going to go ahead and give my motherfucking rendition of what a freak is. Now, to me, listen, ladies and gentlemen. I got to go ahead and be candid about this shit. I'm a stone cold motherfucking freak. All right, let's just go ahead and just keep this shit motherfucking 100. You understand what I'm saying?
Give yourself a round of applause for being 100.
Yeah, I gotta give myself a round of applause for being 100. All right, that's what I do. You understand what I'm saying? And I consider myself, you know what I'm saying? It's anything goes with me in the bed with the ladies that don't involve another motherfucking dick in the bed. All right, that's it. Now, I draw the line and all that gay shit, bitch. Kill your motherfucking self. Fuck that. Sorry to all my homo listeners. I still got love for y'all. Keep calling. But for real, though, I ain't with that gay shit. You know what I'm saying? Look, outside of that, baby, I'm all in. I'm down to get out and experiment, whatever the fuck going on. Show me something new. Shit, show me something I ain't did. I done did everything. Menages and all this other shit. You know, trapeze and all this other crazy shit. You understand what I'm saying? So we've been off the chain. I've been off the chain, goddamn it, for years. You understand what I'm saying? I get to the end. That's how I fuck around, all right? So I feel like I can pretty much gauge what the fuck when I say a motherfucking freak is. So let me get this motherfucking shit right here clear. I can't say it no fucking louder. Pay attention. Ladies, just because you suck dick does not make you a freak. If you call up here and you say, well, if you give a nigga head, you a freak. I'm flushing your bitch ass down the toilet.
That's oral. You should be doing that.
That's your standard. That shit's standard, nigga. Okay? If you 18 and above, nigga, that's like the factory rims, nigga. You ain't even throwing no D's on that shit. Alright?
Stupid lips.
That's it. That shit come with fucking. If you a grown motherfucker and you fucking and you ain't goddamn giving no goddamn oral. Alright?
That's what your relationship
that is not,
boy.
That's not a freak, nigga. That's standard operating procedures around K-100. We can't take them no other way. We flushing the bitch down the toilet. You niggas too. Don't act, nigga.
Yeah, no AKA.
Don't act, nigga. Don't act. All right?
Serving Burt around
no kill your ass. All right. So, ladies, that's just not enough. Just suck at a nigga dick. I mean, that's standard. You know what I'm saying? We consider that shit standard. What I call freaky is, of course, when you all in for the menage, that's the easiest way to gauge a motherfucker. When she all in to bring another motherfucker in. Now, ladies, don't get me wrong. I understand some of y'all can be, like, not down with the menage and still be freaks because that's really, like, that's technically some gay shit. And a lot of women, like, ain't with that gay shit. So you ain't got to do that to be a freak, lady. But if you is, if you down with that shit right there, woo! I got love for you.
Cross your ass.
Yeah. Slap across the ass with that whip.
Have brick status.
Right. You understand what I'm saying? But if you with that shit, ladies, you automatically going to get the goddamn whip. You know, you in freak mode already, all right? So if you down with that, you can go ahead and stamp yourself as a freak in my book. Because, goddamn, if you're going to do that, you're going to do a whole bunch of other shit.
And I'm a lord to hear from you, ladies.
Right.
And so call up here and admit to it. You ain't got to give your name.
Yeah,
your motherfucking ass. Hey, make up one tonight, baby.
Yeah, make up. I mean, this shit is anonymous. You understand what I'm saying? You ain't got to say who you are, where you from. Even though some of my frequent callers, they got a fan club, so they going to know who y'all is. Damn it. So if y'all one of my frequent callers, you better disguise your voice or
put a towel over that bitch.
I don't know what to tell you because they know who the fuck you is. So
yeah.
Act.
But we
you
still need you
and
to keep
some real. Of y'all some freaks. We already know this, man. We already know this. But ladies, you don't got to really goddamn fuck another bitch to be goddamn freaky. But if you all into really down with the slurp and burp, that's like standard operating procedure. You know what I'm saying? Some chicks like I say freaking when the bitch trying to break out, want you to use her toys with her, play with her toys and some shit, or vibrate her with her, some shit.
Hey,
you know what I'm saying? Or you know, shit like that. You know, hit the starship up. That be, you know, starship or whatever. What's the other one? Insurrection?
Yeah.
We in Atlanta, so I don't know if you know about that or not. But starship insurrection, you can go in there and get them some freaky ass shit up in there. They got a whole bunch. They got manuals and
nightlight
gadgets
off.
And all kind of fucking shit to go down in there. You understand what I'm saying?
Tell us.
But freakiness is just uninhibited sex, man. You feel what I'm saying? You know what I mean? It's whatever goes, all right?
Hey,
you know what I'm saying? Some women say, if you like it up the ass.
Hind catchers. Cross the ass.
We'll go ahead and give you the freak armor. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, they call hind catchers.
We'll go ahead and give it to y'all.
If you know what I'm saying? If you take it like that, baby, you're a hind catcher.
You're a goddamn raw bitch. We'll give it to you. Not you niggas. We flushing you. Any of you niggas call up here with that shit, nigga, we flushing you. This is not the show for you, niggas. You might just off them niggas. You know what I'm saying?
As soon as you call up here with that motherfucking that twang in your voice, nigga, we quick to hang up on you.
Alright, so what you think, nigga? What you feel like? I gave a pretty much a basic rendition. You understand what I'm saying? I mean, and it's a lot of different levels of it. You know, some women is like super duper freaky. And then your sex drive also count. You feel me? Like, if you like to really just, like, fuck anywhere, you be down with, like, fucking in the car. You know what I'm saying? Giving head to a nigga on the goddamn highway while they driving with goddamn no tent. You understand what I'm saying?
Most,
you feel me?
Hey,
freaking,
most definitely that.
You ever suck, hey, ladies, you ever suck the dick on the highway and the nigga ain't had no tent? That's for you.
How about on the motor train?
Right.
How about on the motor train?
Freaks. But, your sex drive, how often you like to get it in, that also counts. You feel me? That matters. If you like, you could be super freaky, but if you only want to fuck once a week, I don't know.
No.
Low sex drive, you can't get the freakometer because even though you get it in, you got to be getting in frequently. All right? You got to love the fuck, all positions, whatever. You understand what I'm saying?
Hey, fellas, I want to give y'all some game right quick, bro.
Go ahead.
Man, if your old lady got toys, man, make her bring them motherfuckers out, dog. Please believe that.
Why the fuck you got a toy? Hey, you got a toy. I mean, I understand you bought it in case a nigga ain't around, but goddamn it, let's see what it do.
Yeah.
Let me help you out. Let me help you use that.
Nigga, hey.
That shit make a motherfucker.
To some of y'all niggas who can't go alongside, you might want to break that toy out first. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? I'm just gonna sit here and be honest with you, nigga. I'm a motherfucking top, nigga. I don't gotta pop no pills to do that, but she put that mouth on that dick, nigga, I'm gone. I'm gonna stand up in it all night, nigga. Understand that.
Right, ladies? Yeah. The sound we love.
All I need is a serving burp, nigga. That's my ecstasy right there, nigga.
Call of the wild. Call of the motherfucking wild.
I like to see my dick poke out your jaw a little bit. How about that? Yeah, nigga. Yeah.
Only okay 100, bitches. Fuck you talking about?
Yeah, nigga, if your dick ain't long enough, you ain't gonna see that part.
Right. 347-934-0966. Holler at us, man. If you already on the line, we got a lot of callers on the line. I guess they just tripping out with us, just listening to us. But y'all holler at us, man. This y'all show. You understand? Hit the number one on your keypad. So you can holler at us. Let us know. Are you a freak? Do you feel like you a freak? You understand what I'm saying? What's your definition of being a freak? You
hey,
dig?
Hey, you can be a freak and just have one partner. We ain't the
same. Yeah, we ain't saying you gotta.
If you're comfortable.
Hold on. A lot of people.
Hey, pay attention.
A lot of people feel like freak. What they will do, they'll call a woman. They'll say, oh, she a freak. You know what I'm saying? Cause she fuck a lot of niggas. Nah, that bitch just a hoe. You know what I'm saying? Because you fuck a lot of people. You know, you just a hoe. Because you can goddamn just dry fuck a lot of niggas. You know what I'm saying? What I'm saying? You may fuck a lot of people, but you might be a fucked up, boring ass lady. You know what I'm saying? You know, all you want to do is a goddamn missionary. You just a hoe. You just fuck a lot of people. They don't necessarily make you a freak. So if I think people be using the word wrong. For this motherfucking purpose of this show, don't say, we don't want you to say what you call a freak just fucking a lot of people. We're going to call them bitches hoes. That's what they get. This is the whole sound for the show, in case you're first time listening. Whenever you hear this. Yeah, that means you on some hoe shit. We done had to get that shit to a couple motherfuckers on the show.
Hey, man, look at
all right, you know what I'm saying? But, yo, hit us up, man. We got a lot of calls on the line, but nobody's hitting the number one.
And, fellas, please believe when you get with these women, man, you need to know what you're getting with if you feel like that. How you know is she a freak, is she a hoe, or is she freaky if you don't try in none of those ways? A lot of y'all need to get with her, and then you get one-on-one, and then it's over because you find out what she is.
I mean, you should know that off the top. I can kind of sort of gauge if a bitch really freaky or not when I'm talking to her and getting around her. Because, you know me, I'm going to talk about that shit before we even get to mashing. I'm going to try to find out where her head at. Because off top, if she's talking about some goddamn, I don't suck dick shit. I'm getting that bitch a three-piece combo, bitch. Get the fuck out of here.
That's a turnoff in 210.
Yeah, we can't fuck with it. We can't be cool. We can't get down. I don't want to sleep with you.
It's been since 94, but yeah. it's a turnoff in 210.
Nothing. It's nothing. So let us know, man. You got a whole bunch of people on the line listening. Y'all hit the number one on your keypad so you can holler at us, man. You feel me? 347-934-0966. Give us what your definition of being a freak is, or what's the freakiest shit, you know, that you done. That's another part of the question I forgot. My bad. I'm sorry. Let me kill myself. The second part of that question was, what's the freakiest shit you done? What's the freakiest shit you done did?
Ooh. Boy,
I already know mine's off the top, but what's yours?
I don't know, man, because I've been around this world, and I've done a lot of shit.
Yeah, I did a lot of shit, but I already
probably beating something up in Daytona, hanging off the balcony or something
Damn.
Like that, man.
Off the balcony?
Yeah, on the 12th floor, man, you know what I'm saying?
Well, how was you beating it? Because that matters.
You was all over the balcony, nigga. It's like seagulls.
Okay, hold on. Could people see you when they driving by?
No, they really couldn't see me. Wait.
It's freaky if they could have saw you, like if you
were
a
third. Hold on, listen.
What?
But, nigga, my neighbors that was right next to me,
uh-huh.
Oh, yeah, they could. And, nigga, if you went outside and looked up, you could have seen. Nigga, if you can't see 12 floors motherfucking up, nigga, your 2020 ain't right. That's not that hot.
Okay. I guess I give you the freakometer.
No, yeah.
That's pretty freaky, fucking outside on the balcony. Of course, it would have been better if you could have fucked on, like, the first floor where everybody walking by looking.
Hey, but I will tell
but
you this.
I will tell you this. What?
I don't even want to call her name.
Don't call nobody name on the show, man, because goddamn, she might want to call.
No, she ain't going to call. I don't even talk to this motherfucker.
Don't call nobody name. We're not going to call nobody name.
Hey, but anyway, man, when you fucking with me, man, you know what I'm saying? Hey, it's going to go down. You know what I'm saying? Baby, please believe, wherever you got them, take them panties off at, wherever you lift that dress up at, man, Tell him, man, my dick get hard when the wind blow. It's home.
Mash. Okay. 347-934-0966. We got 10 people on the line, but I'm going to need for y'all to hit the number one and let me know that y'all want to talk to me on your keypad. Hit the number one. I got like 10 people listening. I don't know. I might just open up the lines in a minute and just goddamn go to their asses. Yeah, like they don't want to say, like they scared. Everybody scared to say they freaky? Huh? Don't be embarrassed. It's K100. Everybody listening to the show going to keep it real. You understand what I'm saying? Because we already told you what the consequences of not doing that is. All right? What's the freakiest shit you ever did? What do you consider being a freak? Okay, we're going to we got somebody hitting their line. Let's go to the lines. All right, there they go. Here we go. Here we go. Yo, holla at us, K100.
Hello.
What's going on? Is this Veronica McNair?
See, now I ain't going to say nothing because you done said my name. I ain't said that.
Hey, you know what? You know what? Check this out. You ain't got to tell us the freaky shit you ever done, but what do you consider being a freak?
Freaky is like in the car in the parking lot with no tent, getting your stuff ate out, vice versa.
That's freaky.
That's kind of freaky. Let me see what else. Winding down the highway, sitting on somebody's stuff is freaky and dangerous.
Very fucking dangerous. I almost killed myself like that.
Okay, I was real young, but I'm admit I did that when I was young. But
I did that before. Yeah, that's a little bit.
I
was dangerous. I probably would still do it now, but goddamn it, I ain't gonna be. I might be on one of the side roads. Hey, guess what? I was on the highway, nigga.
Hey,
I damn near wrecked and everything.
You gotta learn how to multitask is a must.
Well, when I caught that motherfucker, when I caught that motherfucker, nigga, I got to shake that leg, nigga. I got to hit the gas too hard. I was doing it, but I really did her.
Dang. Yeah, that's messed up right there.
Yeah, that was dang. Okay, so Veronica says she has gave some head in the car with no tent.
No, I didn't do that. No, I didn't do that. No, I've not without tent, no, but I have.
But with tent,
well, everybody,
yeah.
Listen, man, everybody grown on the show. If you did it, you did it. Shit. You ain't married. You ain't got nobody to answer to. Fuck.
I don't know who listening, man. Like, my granny dead, so I can't say that. She ain't listening.
Hey, I'm going to tell everybody like I told my co-host, I am not giving my mama this number. I don't want, don't give your mama this number, nigga. So we don't want the motherfuckers on the show. We want you to be able to say whatever you want to say. So everybody, all my listeners, all my following, you know, everybody like 25 to 30, you know, 25, 35 up in here, everybody grown. You did? So everybody go, don't be scared. Don't be inhibited. You know what I'm saying? Keep it 100.
Get it off your chest.
All right, so look, Veronica, do you feel like oral sex is just standard operating procedure, right? That shit ain't really
clear. Yeah, that's SOP.
That is what it is.
That don't make you kinky. No, I mean, if you like kind of lick a brother's butt.
Something wrong with you, man.
I don't know about that. That don't mean no.
Hey, I let a bitch lick my ass before.
For real?
Hell yeah. Why not?
Yeah, I've licked a couple.
Now, I can't let him stick a thing in the ass.
Everybody, though, you know.
You gotta go past the nuts to get the
yeah.
So I just want everybody to know when you call up here, if you lick ass, you're talking about the fucking shit. Y'all some real shit talkers.
Oh, man. Oh, K100, man. Veronica the goddamn freak of me. You get the goddamn whips and chains. Yeah, hey, hey, Veronica. Veronica, you ever you ever did some shit like you know, tie a motherfucker up and like, you know, put on an outfit and like whip a motherfucker with some S&M shit? That's not even, that's kinky. That's like another word. That's beyond freaky. That's kinky.
If you want to get tied up, I'll tie him up. I've tied up guys like his wrist up before, you know, and right. kind of, but I didn't spank him with anything.
Yeah, that shit right there be on some baby. I'm talking about, now that, oh, by the way,
oh.
Let me add one other thing. You automatically get, if you ever filmed yourself fucking and played
okay.
it and watched it, you know what I'm saying?
I guess I get that too, Dan.
But damn, hold on, Veronica, a big ass hurt. Hey, Veronica.
What?
I'm gonna slap you on the ass for me right now. Hey, if you ever did that, listen, man, Veronica got a lot of goddamn freakiness in her. Goddamn, she didn't goddamn, you know.
She an A-plus around here.
Hey.
She's an A-plus, nigga.
She said she done did it all, goddamn it. She done goddamn licked the ass. She done filmed it. She done goddamn get in here without a goddamn in the car. All kinds
and you gotta take pictures, too. You got to take, like, Polaroids of it, like, in there and stuff.
Yeah, man.
Damn,
you might as well slap on the ass again.
That's why I got my phone, nigga. That's why you got phones. I had to get an 8 gigabyte chip and catch the goddamn disturbed moment.
Hey, yo, niggas, get your chip.
Get your 8 gigabyte chip, nigga. Throw it in your phone.
Hey,
if you ain't got no video phone, kill yourself.
Hey, look, all right, if your chip ain't long enough, nigga, you ain't gonna catch when you bust in the mouth.
You're gonna miss the important part. All right, Veronica.
Yeah.
One of my favorite callers for show. Keep it motherfucking real.
Yeah, slap on the ass again, man.
Man. Now, we got a whole bunch of motherfuckers online. We got like 10 people on the line. Everybody acting like they motherfuckers scared to say some shit. What the fuck is going on? 347-934-0966. Man, these motherfuckers gonna make me open up the line.
Hey, but you know what, though? I'm gonna tell you the best way.
Finally.
Get your motherfucking skeleton out the closet. Don't die with the shit.
Finally. One of my all-time favorite callers, Miss Candy, my cousin.
You know the all-time dick sucker
right.
freak is in the house. Don't
right.
play.
One time, Candy, I'm going to leave for everybody who has never listened to my show. I need you to go back and listen to like episode 4 and 10 and understand why Candy gets automatic applause on the show. All right? You're going to give a
right.
prize. Candy has been getting mashed a little bit lately because she done said some off-the-wall shit. But for the most part...
No, I ain't said no off-the-wall shit. I said some real shit. You feel what I'm saying? Just because other bitches don't know their worth, I know my worth. If I'm with a motherfucker that's worth $1 billion, motherfucker, my motherfucking head is worth 750 million, nigga. And they going to be the bitches like them bitches just with a wet pussy and a story. You know what I'm saying? To tell. No, I'm trying to get mine. You know what I'm saying? Them other bitches trying to sell their story. I'm like, Elon, no, I'm going to get the money, nigga. Right.
So,
hello, somebody.
We refer to episode, 16, when we talking about goddamn it, prenups and Tiger Woods. And Candy said her pussy is worth that $750 million. When we said that bitch crazy as hell trying to get that $750 million, Candy said, nigga, my pussy would have been worth that $750
million. Hell yeah, if you with a billionaire, your shit is worth that shit. You feel what I'm saying?
All
right,
man. So look, Candy, go ahead and break it down, baby. We already know you freaky, but break it down to the people what the fuck a freak is. First of all, we keeping it 100 now. We keeping it 100.
Right.
You like girls?
I like girls with a nigga, though. I can't just be fucking a bitch on just solo. You know what I'm saying? I gotta have some dick in the room.
So before we go any further, you already on dick. You know what I'm saying? Already free
right.
to five. You know what I'm saying? Offside.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Goddamn it.
And I like videoing myself. I like watching myself. I like masturbating. I want to fuck two niggas, but that's like the ultimate. You know what I'm saying? I haven't did it yet. I haven't did it yet. I have not did it yet. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to have to do it before I get married, because that's what I fantasize about when I masturbate, is fucking two niggas. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, hey, where they do that at?
God damn it, man. Hey, you need, you need to just put your handprint all over her ass. Yeah, yeah. Like that, yeah.
But I haven't done it yet, though. I want to. I'm going to have to do it before I get married, before I settle down with one nigga and marry him. I'm going to have to go on and, you know, do that.
I said, check this out. Well, first of all, God damn it, hey, you can be like goddamn Will and Jada, goddammit, even when you get married, you're still getting it in like that, goddammit. Go to goddamn.
Yeah, but you know, too many niggas ain't gonna do that. You know what I'm saying? Especially with their wife and shit. It ain't. It's not too many niggas that's gonna be down with fucking with another nigga. You know?
You're right. I ain't gonna do it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Not with my wife. You
right.
know what I'm saying?
Right.
My wife say some shit like that. Bitch, what? That's what that hoe gonna get. Fuck that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right. I want to see what it feel like to suck and dick and get fucked at the same time. I want to see what it feel like.
Damn. W. T.
I
want to
know.
W.
I want to know.
T. West Coast production shit. Hell you talking about? Damn. Hey, ladies,
right.
I'm going to tell you right now. That's that booty talk. Hey, ladies. Hey, no, hold on. I'm going to keep, no, first of all, nigga, this is why I call the motherfucking bitch keeping it 100. Because you don't even understand. I know a whole bunch of motherfucking ladies that done told me that shit. That's what they really want to do. You know what I'm saying? I talked to a couple of different bros, and they be like, well, I do want to fuck like two dudes at the same. See, one thing about ladies, they don't be wanting to admit that shit, but they all be thinking about that freaky kind of shit. Like, you like to fuck two people.
Of course.
Every nigga want to pull a Minaj before they die. You understand? What the fuck make you think
right.
a goddamn female don't think the same way? You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
You really, dog, you got to keep this shit motherfucking 100, my nigga. What really make a nigga sit around and think a bitch don't think about no shit like that? You know what I'm saying? Every nigga want to pull a Minaj before they die. So what the fuck make you think a goddamn freak-ass woman don't want to goddamn fuck two people at the same time?
And I hate you motherfucking, and I hate you motherfucking hoes that don't dig the shit and say that you ain't dig the shit. I hate you hoes.
You flushing your hoes down the toilet. You hear that, bitch? You flushing your hoes down the toilet. You hear that?
Shit, because I
hoes getting tonight. We flushing all that goddamn, if you ain't a freak, you ain't on a freaky shit tonight, or if you acting like you were, if you know you're a freak and you still calling up here, stunting. You understand what I'm saying? Keep this shit 100. The name of this show is K100. This grown folks talk, all right?
If you tell the truth, you can save a lot of feelings.
Hey, for real, real talk. You know what I'm saying? Because goddamn, your man might not goddamn want to marry a freak. He may think you all conservative. Tell that nigga what the fuck the business is. Don't goddamn make love to that nigga. If you like to fuck, fuck that nigga. You understand what I'm saying? Tell him, nigga, I like to fuck. All that making love shit ain't for me. You understand?
Right.
Keep it 100.
Get you the nigga you actually want.
Right.
Don't settle for the less. Settle for the best.
So I mean, I ain't really gotta ask Ken no more, nigga. She done already top drop, nigga. She wanna fuck two niggas. She like to film it.
I like bitches.
And
that's what I was wondering about Colonel Key. She sitting there telling me my motherfucking head ain't worth $750 million. I was wondering if I ate that bitch pussy or something. Like, she know what my head is worth. I wanna know. Did I eat her pussy or something?
Well, she sound like she all in. She like got nothing like a sucker. Yeah, that's that Cali love right there.
We know that. That's what's up, man. Hey, Candy, man, I already knew Candy was gonna goddamn talk to Freak-O-Meter. I just wanted to hear her say it on the air. You know what I'm saying?
Say that off in this motherfucker.
I just wanted to hear her say that shit on the air. Hey, ladies, I'm gonna tell you right now, get your motherfucking freak game up. You got a hard act to follow. Some of these motherfucking women out here like Candy. That's why your man cheating.
That's why he getting his dick sucked by a nigga.
Ugh. You flushing that. Fuck
right. That's why he getting his dick sucked by a white girl and a nigga. You feel what I'm saying? Because bitches sound like they don't want to be freaks.
I know, man. No, for real, though. I'm going to tell you right now, everybody listening, man. If you a freak, you need to marry a freak. Don't goddamn marry a motherfucker because they got money. Or because, you know what I'm saying, all this other bullshit. If you a freak, marry a freak. If not, you gonna motherfucking cheat. Straight the fuck up.
It ain't gonna work.
It ain't if, motherfucker, it's when. Because you gonna cheat. Guaranteed, 100. That go for females and males. If you a motherfucking freak, Don't marry. Don't get into no relationship with a motherfucker who ain't. You set yourself up for failure. That shit is gonna go down. Feel? All right. Damn, what you over there? What you over there moaning about? You playing with yourself?
Oh no.
What you doing?
I got a headache. That's all. I got a headache. Yeah.
Shit. You got a headache? Hey, if you got a headache, will you still give your man some pussy?
Yes, of course.
All right. That's for you.
Of course. Of course. I just let him hit it from the side real quick. You know what I'm saying? Do it from the side.
All right. Thank you, Candy. Stay on the line, baby.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Damn. Man. Hey. That motherfucker said she want to fuck two dudes at the same. It's a whole bunch of motherfuckers. Hey, ladies. If y'all feel like y'all, even if you ain't never did it, if you fantasize about fucking two dudes, even though you ain't had the balls to do it, hit us up. Let us know. It's a lot more motherfuckers out there than just her that feel that shit. I done had conversations with a whole bunch of motherfucking people.
Please believe
it. A whole bunch of females that have been like, shit, I want to do that shit myself, you know what I'm saying? They don't be wanting to admit, of course, you know, they don't want to admit that shit to a lot of people because they're going to look at it. I ain't going to look at you like no hoe, baby, you understand? Because I done fucked, I'm going to tell you right now, the freakiest shit I did, nigga, I had three at the same time. Me and like my ex, not my baby mamas, but my ex, and she was goddamn bi. She liked girls. Nigga, it was me, her, and two other bitches. Nigga, I was the only motherfucker. Now that shit there, nigga. Yeah.
Get your dick game up, baby.
Nigga, listen, man. You ain't never did no freaking shit till you had two bitches sucking your balls and one goddamn sucking your dick and kissing you and all. Three bitches on you, nigga? Boy.
I can't handle it.
The only thing I regret is I goddamn came to a goddamn gunfight with a goddamn knife, nigga. I might have needed some supplements.
See, that's what I'm telling you, nigga. See, that's what I'm telling
all
you.
All you can think you can do it, nigga. Don't front. Don't kid yourself. You're going to need to swing by Starship. Get you some goddamn stiff knife or something.
Some meat 36.
Damn it, man. Well, that was the only thing I regret. I'm like, fuck. Too much pussy.
Ah, you fucked all three of them though then.
Yeah, but nigga, it took a minute.
Yeah. Fellas, quit acting like your dick don't.
It took a minute.
Quit these things acting like they dick
it
don't.
Took a minute. Out. Fucking took a minute. Damn it, man. Alright, 347-934-0966. Once again, you know this is a motherfucking platform for independent artists. You dig? You understand what I'm saying? We gonna spin some motherfucking music, of course. You dig? Alright. Let's see, what you want to get into tonight, Reg? What we gonna play tonight? I had another song that I just that I uploaded and I can't find that shit. My little upload shit been kind of tripping. You understand what I'm saying? Oh, I found it. Here we go. P Reg affiliated, call away.
Oh, let's go!
Thank you.
nigga, P. Reg affiliated. That's his song, Call Away. You dig?
Boy.
Chainless.
Yes, sir. For all right, life,
man. We back.
For life, nigga. Kill me if I don't say that.
Right. You understand what I'm saying?
Kill me if I don't say that.
So we back, man. K100, we getting ready to go into, well, not really the second hour, you know what I'm saying? Our 9 o'clock callers should be checking in a minute. But we got the phone lines on swole. Everybody listening, everybody acting like they don't want to say nothing. Hit the number one. Is you a freak?
Hit it.
That's the name of the show. The Freakometer. We trying to gauge the freakiness, all right? If you a freak, we going to give you the goddamn whip. Spank that ass. Tie motherfucker up. If you motherfucking lame as hell. Goddamn it, you talking about just because you suck a dick, you think that make you a freak? We just flushing your ass down the toilet. Down the drain, motherfucker. Alright. That's where you're going tonight. That's how we planned it. Alright? So the question of the night is, do you consider yourself a freak, or actually, what do you consider freaky? You understand what I'm saying? You know, like we said, if you feel like just because you give oral sex, you a freak, no, nigga, that's standard operating procedure around this bitch now. It's 2010. Everybody's sucking dick and eating pussy. Everybody grown. All right? That's standard. We just throwing that in with missionary. You know what I'm saying? And hitting it from the back. That's standard operating procedure. Ain't nobody just missionary no more, nigga. Okay? This is not the 50s. All right? But we done had some motherfuckers call up here and say, you know, if you suck some dick, you know, riding down the highway, you know, and suck some, you know, got your pussy ate in the car while you're driving, rolled a nigga dick while they driving, which is also actually kind of dangerous. But we still gave it the Freakometer nonetheless. Had one caller say she want to fuck two dudes at the same time. That's her fantasy.
Woo!
Gave her 30 lashes. Yeah, keep counting. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? If you like to be videotaped, you like to videotape your shit and watch it back? Yeah. Freaky. We're giving you the freaky stamp. Okay?
My mom just might want to try it.
If you're a girl and you like girls, freaky. If you're a guy and you like guys, yeah, we can't do the fag shit. Sorry. I know we're ATL, goddamn fag kingdom, but yeah, this K100. We don't fuck around. All right? So, hit us up, 347-934-0966. You dig? We got a lot of calls on the line. Hit the number one on your keypad to holler at us. We've already gave our rendition of what the fuck the business is. You know what I'm saying? We talked to two of our faithful listeners. They got their own fan club, by the way. You understand what I'm saying? Don't be scared. Don't be shy. Hit us up. I'm finna do the dial-out feature. You want to fuck with the dial-out? Who you want to call? We need to call a couple people to hit them up. You understand what I'm saying? Hold on a second. I'm finna play with the call-up feature. I'm finna try my call-up feature real quick. Hold on. We dialing out a number. Let's see if they answer the phone. Hold on.
Yeah, I got somebody.
We bullshitting around. Hold up. This is a new feature that we just added. Let me see if they answer the phone. This is how you set a motherfucker up. Where? Uh-oh. Let's see. Uh-oh.
Hello.
What's happening?
What's up?
Yo, you on live on the LK 100 radio, baby. What's going on with you?
Sitting on this dryer trying to dry my hair. What's up?
Shit, man. We tried to get there. Hey, we got a question for you.
Oh, Lord.
Look, you live on the L. I ain't going to say no name because it's kind of a personal question, so we won't say who you are. But we try to find out where all the freaks at. Do you consider yourself being a freak?
No.
You don't? What do you consider being freaky?
Somebody who is really open with their sexuality and willing to get down and dirty and do whatever.
That's right. So you ain't really down with that. We had one girl say she want to goddamn fuck two dudes.
She what?
She want to fuck two dudes. She want to suck a dick and get fucked at the same time. You think that's a little over the top?
Do I think what now?
You think that's a little over the top? Well, that's kind of freaky.
Hey, to each his own. I couldn't see myself doing that. You know, I do some things, but I wouldn't consider myself freaky, but, you know. I do what I do.
All right, check this out. So, well, we've already established, look, you said you ain't freaky, so we try to give everybody a, we try to give everybody a freaky or a not freaky, you understand? If you freaky, we're giving you the whip, baby. Slap across the ass with the whip, you understand? You know what I'm saying?
What if you in between? You ain't,
I know
you know?
T-Red,
I know in between.
I know
in
between, baby.
All right, well, give me the slap
then. Yeah. Hold on, you're not
telling me. All right, so what's the freakiest shit you ever did then? So we can gauge it. We can't just give out the whip automatically. You gotta tell us what's the freakiest shit you ever did.
No, I'm not finna do all that. I'm not finna go there. I can't do it.
Okay,
cause you know who I am. Everybody else don't know who I am.
That's all right. I'm the whole different. God damn it. Keep the
wine. I can't do that.
Alright, check this out. Look, we already established that just because you suck a dick don't make you a freak. That's standard operating procedure. So if that's the freakiest thing you did, we're going to have to give you the goddamn toilet. This is what you get when you're not freaky tonight. We're flushing off. Everybody who's not freaky, we're flushing them down the toilet. Alright. That's how we're doing it. Alright. So, if the only thing you've ever done is give a nigga some head, now that's it. That ain't freaky. That's just standard operating procedure. Check this out. Have you ever fucked outside in a car?
It wasn't in the car, but I was outside.
Give it a lash.
I give it a lash. I guess I'm going to give it a lash then.
You don't know who was watching.
Yeah.
It lash. Don't matter.
Oh, you get the fucking lash.
I give it a lash. I don't know, though. She act like she didn't really want to say it.
Hey,
she,
hey, one thing about freakiness, if it don't matter who watches you, oh, yeah. Right. You get the fucking lash.
Now I'm gonna tell you now, a lot of people are like closet freaks, so she might be one of the most closet freaks.
No, she said she said she was outside and I said, was anybody watching? She said, it don't matter.
Right. Give her the lash.
Snap across the ass for me.
Shit. Y'all is stupid.
Yeah. All right, baby. God damn it. We got a whole bunch of people on the line, but don't nobody wanna hit number one, so we're gonna just dial the motherfucker like we did. So you
I see the number like that, like the Eric Cole for the little talk show. I'll be damned.
We got your ass.
So the number
yes, y'all did. I lightened I had answered.
we glad you did. And we needed your opinion.
Right.
And I'm glad you did what you did outside, because you get the lashing.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Break the whip out.
All right, LaMama, I'll let you.
All right, bye.
Yeah. Hey, I love the dial-out feature, man. That shit is hot. Who we dialing? We dialing some more. All y'all callers that's on the air, we ain't talking to y'all motherfuckers because y'all on the air listening. We got 10 people on the line listening right now that won't hit the number one. They scared, Shawty.
678.
Damn it, man. We dialing up. Can you motherfuckers hit the number one? What's the next number?
558.
Hold on. Don't say it out loud. Let me see it. We want to get everybody shit out on the goddamn air. Oh, this motherfucker here. How you going to call this motherfucker? Hold on. Let me see this motherfucker. All right. We're dialing out again. Let's see who this is.
Please enjoy the music while your party is reached.
Cause you hold me down, let me turn my head up. When I get right, I promise that we gon' live it up. She made me pay for it, since she gave it up. And I say the same thing every single time. I say, you the best, 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 you the best I ever had, best I ever had.
Mailbox belonging to.
I had to hang up for you hear his name. Damn it, man. We on the dial-out call. We calling everybody tonight. Nobody's motherfucking safe. You hear me? We asking everybody, are you a freak? What's the freakiest shit you ever did? What do you consider being a freak? If you just suck dick or eat pussy, that don't make you a freak. That's standard operating procedure. We've already gotten into this, okay? Just because you goddamn give oral sex don't necessarily make you a freak. That's like missionary for us, okay? That goes without saying. We want to know, have you goddamn, we had one caller say she want to fuck two dudes at the same time. That's her fantasy. Goddamn, we had to give her the lashes, the freak lashes. Yeah! Alright, if you like to videotape yourself, if you don't fuck in the car riding the highway with no tents, you get the freak lashes. Holler at us. You ain't got to give us your name, just tell us what you did. What's your definition of freak? All right, that's all we want to know. Don't give us your name. Don't give us your name. Hold on, we got a caller hitting the number one. Caller, you're on the air. Yo, caller. 421.
Yo, what's up, man?
What's going on, homie?
Man, hey, man, you know what? At the JLB.
Oh, okay.
Just listening.
What is this? This Yoda Green?
Yeah, there you go.
What's up, my nigga?
Well, you know what? Y'all have really touched. Y'all made a motherfucker think. But Veronica, she hit a whole lot of mine.
Right, off the rip.
She hit a whole lot of mine right off the rip. And but it's specialist. Now, by licking ass, that's it. Get your dick sucked and get your ass licked at the same time, boy. If you ain't done it, if you ain't had done it to you. There you go. Make it happen. Hey, Blue, you feel me?
I feel you, nigga. Freak-o-meter. Yeah. Hey, automatically, if you lick ass, you get the whip. All right? ASAP.
Sorry. Look. Hey. Boy. Hey, it's funny when you don't ask for it and it happens to you. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, you got caught off guard with it.
Bro.
You were man, your
email. Your real. So, now check this out, fellas. Tell me if this is a freak right here. Now, I had a friend, one of my girls, but I hit that shit 3 times a day. Is that, like, every day, though?
I mean, like I said earlier, man, if you like the fuck a lot, we going to give you a freak-o-meter because even if you don't like to necessarily do a whole bunch of kinky shit, but you got to have it, like you a nympho, we got to give you a freak-o-meter anyway. You see it? Because really, even if you don't like to do a whole bunch of kinky shit, you don't like girls and all that, but you got them fucking nigga brains out 3 times a day, daily, sucking nigga dick soon as you walk in the motherfucking door from a hard day
yeah.
at work, sweaty balls yeah. and all,
yeah.
We'll give it to you. Yeah, you know what I mean? But, you know, that's if you consistently doing that daily, 3 times a day. And that's all you do, and you and your man only goddamn fuck maybe once a week or some shit. Nah. We gotta flush you down the toilet. Alright?
Yeah.
Right.
Ladies, don't do that. Make sure your man is taken care of at all times.
And
you don't have to worry about him doing shit.
That's K100. You dig? That's K100. Alright, homie. We're gonna go to the next call, alright?
Alright. Peace out.
Dang. That nigga said that bitch called him off guard.
Hey, that nigga didn't even go up to try to block the shot. She just lifted his nuts up and slid down the mountain. You bitch.
Oh, man. Oh, shit. This show gonna be funny, man. I can't wait to the second hour when everybody calls
in. This motherfucker, that nigga had a tickle me Elmo.
347-934-0966. Hit the number one on your keypad if you want to holler at us real quick. Hit the number one. All right? We're talking about what's freaky. Are you freaky? What do you consider freaky? What's the freakiest shit you done did? We're trying to get a fair gauge. We're trying to gauge it. All right? What do people consider freaks? You understand? And once again, just because you fuck a lot of people don't mean you're a freak. They just mean you a hoe. All right? You know what I mean? It's the difference between being freaky and just being a hoe. Okay? So once again, if you freaky, this is your sound. Alright? Now when you hear this sound, that means you a hoe. So that's what the fuck you do. Alright? One time, holler at us, caller. You on the air.
What's poppin'?
Hey, Kusto Duck.
Hey, I'm saying though, goddamn.
Hey, hold on. I know my nigga finna motherfucking keep it 100.
Right.
Hey, you know
hey, what I'm saying? I think I got to be the freakiest bitch in America.
Oh, shit. Let me say, man, hold on, I got to brace myself. I've been waiting on her to call. You feel me? I got to hit with my dog finna.
Hey, you got a fan up here.
Hey, give it to me, baby.
Hey,
I'm saying there ain't no limit to, you know what I'm saying, what a real freak would do. You understand what I'm saying? Especially like it. You know what I'm saying? You can be freaky with your man, you know what I'm saying, or whatever, you know what I mean? Whatever it takes, baby, you gonna do that. You know what I'm saying? Let the nigga nut sack, suck his dick as soon as he walk in the door, like my boy said. You understand what I'm saying? You gotta let a nigga know that he welcome as soon as he walk in the door. You feel what I'm saying?
Exactly.
I mean, it is what it is. Let that nigga know, you know what I'm saying? Shit, nigga, you welcome when you walk in this bitch. think I love you. You know what I'm saying? Deal with it. Woo!
Right. Hey, that motherfucker made my knees buckle.
You ain't the first one, baby. Don't need you be surprised. You ain't the first one.
So check this out. You like you ever did a menage or anything like that right there? Little fucking nerd.
I have. I'm a little freaky motherfucker. Ain't nothing wrong with that. I'm a grown ass woman. I can do what I want to do. I pay my own bills, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Don't nobody take care of me. I take care of my motherfucking self. So I feel like I call myself a flutterbug. Nigga, I can do what the fuck I want to when the fuck I get ready. You feel me?
We fucking with it. You get the freak whip. Yeah.
Hey,
you know what I'm saying?
I got a question for you though, Blizzle.
Go ahead.
What's the freakiest shit you done did?
I said the freaky thing I did.
I wasn't listening. So what happened?
I'm going to tell you. I had an ex, you know what I'm saying? And she was a bisexual. You know what I'm saying? She liked girls. And it was me, goddamn it, me, and three of them, goddamn it. And that shit went down. You know what I'm saying?
Down.
It was me.
Oh, my goodness. You can handle three of them?
Nigga, I handled it. Back. That first round, I ain't gonna front them, nigga. That first round, nigga, they did me in ASAP. I had to wait for round two.
Hey. Tell them don't get this shit twisted, nigga. If you got a 2-on-1, you got a fucking wrestler.
Nigga, I had a 3-on-1.
That nigga was in the handicap match, nigga. Please believe that.
But that second round.
Y'all motherfuckers crazy.
Is it freaky though,
like when you at the movie theater, you know what I'm saying, and you make sure you sit in the back row just because you and your nigga want to fuck something, you know what I'm saying?
Hell yeah.
Is that freaky?
You fucking in public. You get that off the top.
I mean, okay. Besides that, what about sucking a nigga dick while he, you know what I'm saying, driving down the highway, no tension? You feel what I'm saying?
We already said that one.
Oh, well, see, I just tuned in, so I don't know. You know what I'm saying? What's been said? I'm just wondering. You feel what
hell
I'm saying?
Yeah.
Let me tell you what my fantasy is.
Remember what I said. Hold up before you say anything else. Everybody that's been listening, I bet you I know what she's finna say, and I already said it, but go ahead and say it. Because we already had one person.
Well, see how well you know you, girl. Tell me what you said, because like I said, I'm just not tuning in now.
No. Hold on, you want to fuck two dudes at the same time?
I do, right? Listen. I do. But listen, though. Listen what the circumstances got to be.
What?
I wanted to, like, be raining real hard. Y'all know them billboards on the side of the highway?
Damn.
Yeah. I want to be on the billboard, like the little thing. You know what I'm saying? Why it's raining real motherfucking hard with two niggas, straight up. So, like, motherfuckers can ride by, catch a glimpse of that shit, but they're like, damn, did I just see what the fuck I just saw? You know what I'm saying? That type of shit.
Hold on a second. Bend over real quick. Hold on.
See, I was ready for that, too. I have been all the way over and touched my toes for that. Excuse me.
I'll handprint on your ass. Damn. That nigga said she want to do it on a billboard.
Why it's raining?
Fucking two niggas at the same time.
Is it raining outside?
But fucking on a
billboard. I don't know. But
damn.
When it rain, y'all call me now. When it rain, y'all call me. Y'all crazy as shit.
It just so happened to be two of us.
Hey, guess what? I finally found out what I'm going to say.
What?
When it go down.
What?
Yeah. Hey, I'm going to give you that mouth of peace shit.
Yeah.
I love that. Y'all crazy stuff.
All right, man. Stay on the line. We got to go send somebody some raised hands. Oh.
I told you, man.
Hey, them
that's
ladies,
my custom muscle.
Man, listen, man. Them ladies, she freaking, you know what I'm saying? Our other main caller, Candy, said, yo, she with that smoke. Man, I'm telling you, man. Everybody listening to this show, it's these ladies, man. All you niggas out there, they be like, man, I want to pull a menage or you with that menage shit. Don't get it twisted, nigga. Your motherfucking girl want to do the same thing, nigga. She want to fuck two dudes at the same time, just like you want to mash them two hoes. Don't judge that, nigga. You want to fuck two bitches. You want two motherfuckers all on you and shit? Don't get mad. Don't front, nigga. Don't try and call a tramp asshole and all that. Nah, nigga, you want to pull the menage? You understand what I'm saying? These motherfucking females be wanting to do the same thing. I done heard that shit from 1,000 different females, dog. All of the motherfuckers had the same fantasy. They want to fuck two dudes at the same. Now, she took that shit to the extreme outside on the billboard in the rain. Damn. That's another level. You know what I'm saying? But still. A lot of these females is with that,
They want to do that. And by the way, ladies, there's two of us up here at K100. Come through whenever.
Slap your nigga, hit that whip, nigga.
Yeah. All right. We go to the phone lines. Carla, you on there? Yo, 526, get at me.
Hello?
What's going on, Carla? What's happening?
Nothing.
What's up? Who's this?
Tanya.
What's going on, baby?
Nothing much.
All right. What's going on? Hey, tell us what you think is a freak. What's the freaky shit you done did?
Sexual-wise, there's nothing that I have not done.
Damn. Wait a minute now. Have you been listening to what the fuck we've been saying? Have you done everything?
Yes, I have. Yes, I have, baby. Yes, I have. There's nothing that I have not done.
Damn. So we give you the lashes off the top before we get into this conversation. You understand
okay.
What I'm saying? So you done fucked the girl, right?
20 of them.
Damn. All right. You know what I'm saying? You done sucked the nigga dick while riding on the highway with no tent, right?
Yup.
Okay, you done licked some ass before?
A little bit.
All right. Damn. Have you
even shit? Even shit.
Hold on. But wait a minute. We had two ladies that said they want to do this, but they haven't done it yet. Have you fucked two dudes at the same time?
Yes.
God damn. She gets the ultimate goddamn.
Right.
She gets that Mortal Kombat, that finisher.
God damn it, man.
Woo. Get over here.
Well, hey, baby, you the epitome of freakiness, all right? Everybody listening? Y'all hear that? All y'all motherfucking ladies out there who think all you gotta do is goddamn ride your man dick or let him hit it from the back, and that's gonna be enough. You motherfucking hoes getting flushed down the toilet tonight. Alright? We flushing all y'all numb freaky bitches down the toilet. Y'all hear these motherfucking grown ass motherfucking women that's bout that shit? You better get your motherfucking A game up, bitch. I'm telling you. That's why your nigga cheating, probably. They out here. You gotta be willing to go all in with these motherfuckers.
Hey,
they out here.
Hey,
them, they okay 100. They in the street.
Hey, ladies and fellas, you see what the fuck is taking over.
Right. You see. You already know. So, damn, baby. Oh, I love a freaky-ass motherfucker woman that's willing to do it all. So, do you play with the toys and shit? What's some freaky shit you done ever did with a toy or some shit?
I suck a bullet in my ass.
Damn. Woo. How that shit feel? That shit feel good?
Yeah, I've had sex in a club, in a bathroom, with a female.
Damn, not trapeze, just a regular club?
Huh?
Not trapeze, just a regular club?
Yeah.
Damn. With a girl?
Woo.
Yeah. Damn. I didn't see a picture of you. Oh, by the way, you're always welcome to come up to K100, you know, if you ever want to co-host or sit in on the studio. You know? We don't mind company. We like company over here. We like company.
Mm-hmm.
Let's holler at us sidebar. Damn, baby girl said she. Hey, baby, you get the ultimate freak stamp, all right?
So okay.
Look, let me ask you this. When you fucked the two dudes, was it like one? You was like sucking one dick and one of them was fucking you from the back, like type shit, like on the porn flick?
Yeah.
Damn. Was that shit the bomb?
Nah.
Oh, you said it wasn't a bomb. You didn't like it?
Uh-uh.
It was overrated, huh?
Pretty much.
Oh, for real? Damn. Well, ladies, y'all heard it first. We the first one to give it to you. She said it's overrated. I don't know.
I mean, for me, it was overrated. Hell, I've had orgies with a group full of girls and like three dudes, so.
Oh, shit.
That wasn't nothing.
Right. Okay, we on the line with a grade A freak. This is like another level of freak. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know,
why gotta be another level of freak?
Because, listen, babe, I'm gonna tell you right now, most of these women out here, first of all, we had two women that said they fantasize about doing the shit you done already done. Okay? So we're going to have to give you another level now. Okay? 10 lashes. ASAP. You know what I'm saying? She get 10 lashes.
Out the top, she get 10.
You know what I'm saying? 10 lashes. God damn it. I mean, we already made the clear establishment. Just because you a freak don't make you a hoe. All right? We already said that. Because you like to do some freaky shit don't mean you a hoe. You just like freaky shit. So we not calling you a hoe. We just saying you on another level of freakiness that most motherfucking women ain't on. That's all we saying.
Eat more pussy for me.
Right. Right.
Yeah, eat more pussy for me.
Right. That's all we saying. But we got love for you, K100. You understand? Straighten the fuck up. You get all the love in the world. We, like I said, you get 10 goddamn freaky lashes, baby. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Off the top.
That's for you. I don't think nobody gonna beat 10 lashes. All right, baby, we better hang up. Stay on the line, though, all right?
All right.
Damn, I don't think nobody gonna beat 10 lashes. 10 lashes, nigga. I had to
crucify.
I don't know. I don't know how we gonna beat 10. 10, okay, we gotta make a standard. 10 is like top notch, so.
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
You can't go no higher than 10. I don't know what the fuck else can she get.
The other two callers probably right out of 8.
Yeah, they probably at 8. They just goddamn.
7 or 8.
All they got to do is step over that threshold.
Like
you know what I'm saying?
It's like get your credit
card. Coos on deck, Miss Candy. They already at 8.
Hey, you know what?
All they got to do is step on that next
Coos,
one.
I already gave.
But,
Coos
but
might
hold on. No, because she said she wanted to do it. She ain't did it, so I can't give her 10. I can't give her 10 until she go through with it.
Hey, I feel you, but.
They got to go through with it.
Yeah. Candy?
She almost there, but
yeah,
she got to
go through with it. Yeah,
they haven't done it yet.
They like
when they do it, y'all call me back, ladies, and say, nigga,
when you cross
I'm official.
Yeah.
I'm going to give y'all the 10 lashes. Like I did, Tanya. God damn!
They get 7, though.
Seven.
Hey, they get at least 7.
7 lashes?
7. Hey, that's all.
I give them. All right. I give both of them 7 lashes.
They got to get a 7.
7 levels of freakiness, nigga.
Yeah,
there's 10 levels of freakiness. So you just heard what a 10-level freaky goddamn motherfucker is. That's a level 10. If y'all just tuning in. La Mama says she done fucked two dudes at the same time, sucked the dick and got hit from the back. She done fucked girls. She
in the club.
In the club. God damn it.
She get them 10. Oh,
she getting them 10 lashes. If you ain't on that level, God damn it, you still can be a freak. You know, you don't need but one lash to be a freak. Ah! Just one slap across your ass. We're going to give it to you. All right? You can still be a freak. It's levels of freakiness.
That's level
10, nigga.
Hey, we don't have 2 7s and 1 10.
Two sevens and one ten, nigga. Ladies, we're hearing a lot of people want to fuck two dudes, want to suck that dick and get hit from the back. A lot of fantasies. A lot of people done did it. Let us know.
Yeah.
Holla at your boy.
Get with it.
I see one of my motherfucking officers on the line. Shay Shay.
Oh.
What's up?
What's going down, baby?
Ain't nothing. Just keep back listening to your show.
Right. One time for the officer checking in. Say, what's happening, baby? What's happening?
What's up, Red?
What's happening, baby? What's happening? So, Shay.
Yes.
What do you consider being a freak? What do you? What's the freaky shit you done did?
Well, I'm a little bit of an exhibitionist. I kind of like to do it while people watching.
Woo-hoo! Wait, hold on. That's one lash.
Okay, what's that?
She got one.
No, that is more than one.
I know, I'm saying off top. She just said one. She like to let him watch. That's one. What's up? What else you got for us, Shay?
Well, how much more I need to tell you?
I don't know. I mean, you do get a lash. You have been considered a freak already, so you got the one lash.
Hey,
we done had some motherfuckers get 10 lashes.
I ain't going to get up to 10. I can tell you that right now. I probably won't get up
to 10.
That's okay,
baby. Everybody ain't able. Everybody ain't able.
I ain't saying we're able, so I ain't going to get up to 10.
Hey, I'm going to go ahead and play this right now.
What?
We're going to go ahead and put this out here.
What?
Because it take a lot to fuck while other people watching.
Yeah.
We're going to get them 5 off the top. If you like the 5, that's at least a 5. That's a halfway meter.
5? 5. For fucking one of the other people watch.
Yeah, that's at least a 5.
So then, we got to give a lash for each freaking shit you done did, man. We can name them all.
That's at least.
Like if you did that, okay.
That's a lot.
If you did that, that's a lash. Hey, Shay, you ever videotaped yourself?
Not yet. I've taken pictures.
Do you want to do it?
Oh, yeah. I just haven't got around to it yet. That's all.
So you will do it. We'll give it to you just for being willing. Okay. You ever fucked the girl?
Not exactly. There was
a
situation.
Hold on.
Why you gotta put me on blast?
Hey, Shay. Hey, Shay.
Well, let me explain what happened, though.
Hold on. Let me explain.
Let me explain what happened. Okay.
What happened?
I had this ex, right? And, you know, well, he wanted a menage for his birthday.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I was like, okay, well, I'll agree, but, you know, it's got to be somebody we cool with or whatever. So I was going to do it.
Right.
However, the girl got intimidated and got up and left.
So you really didn't do it, though, but you would have been. You were going to go through with it, though.
Yeah, I was going to, but it didn't go down.
I give you the last. You got to. She was going to do it. She was going to do it. You got to. The other bitch backed out. If that's how it went down, I'm giving you the last. That's three. What else you got for me?
Wow. Well, I'm probably about got up to eight by now.
Hold on. You ever fucked outside?
Oh, yeah.
All right, that's four. You ever sucked the nigga dick while they driving and with the car with no tint?
Driving down the highway at the stop sign,
right.
At the stoplight.
All right. She's on five tier right now. You already at five.
You're at five.
All right. How often do you fuck? Do you like to come, when your man come home straight through the door, you pull his dick out, sweaty balls and all, and get on that head?
Sometimes, yeah, it depends.
That's six.
On what he been doing.
Okay, that's six. Now, after you get to six, they come a little bit harder, Shay. A little bit harder to come by. You know what I'm saying?
There we go.
They're a little harder to come by. Now, you got anything else for us?
Let me think about it.
What you leaving out? You leaving something out? You sound like you don't want to tell us. You don't want to tell us.
Let me think about it. No, I was like, what's it? I done covered the basics. I'm trying to think if there's anything extra.
You already at a six, so we know you ain't going to.
Aside from just like, you know, the regular stuff, like, you know, toys, you know, little lotions and potions and
right.
I mean, you know.
Right, yeah. You use the props. Okay, I'll give you the seven. You use the toys and shit. You let the man play with the toy with you?
Well, yeah.
All right.
That's what makes it fun.
Right, that's seven. Okay, Shay.
She ain't getting no more.
And you do it fast.
That's my nice career. I can't get no more than seven.
Hey, yo, we gotta start being more stingy.
I ain't gonna get no more unless I do everything. Huh?
Hey, you already said you ain't gonna make it to 10, so I'm trying to save you right now.
Well, you know, you already told me the girl that went to 10, and you know, I can't top her, so I ain't even gonna
right.
try, you know.
So we gonna keep you at 7,
so you ain't gonna fuck two dudes at one time?
No.
No, I can't see that. I mean, I ain't mad at nobody who do, but that ain't just what I want to do. That's all.
Okay, that's all good. That's all good.
She might get to an eight, but she ain't gonna get to.
She can't. She. But we got.
She has seven now.
Well, we have seven. Good. Hey, we fuck with seven. We fuck with five over here at K100.
Hey.
Because listen, let me tell you right now. In order for you to even do certain things, you know what I'm saying? You gonna. I mean, five. A level five is standard operating procedure. Now, once again, if you weren't listening. If you on the show and you just tuning in, we already established that just sucking dick ain't enough. If you call it this show and say you just suck a dick and you think that's freaky, we flushing your ass down the toilet. All right. You going down the drain.
Out of here.
You out of here. Yeah. That's it for you. Okay? That's
you
it.
You flush out.
We flushed out. All right? But, Shay, you a certified freak, baby. There go your seven lashes.
I got my seven, all right.
Right.
Okay.
Be proud.
I'm proud of her because we really have to wiggle that out of her, but I'm proud of you, Shay.
That's all right. Stop
it. You ain't getting no more than seven.
Hold on, because you got closet freaks. A lot of women freak and they just don't want to keep that shit in the closet. You understand what I'm saying? All right, Shay, hold on. All right, so, you know, a lot of, I really didn't want to get into identifying everybody, but it's K100, man. I mean, we all fam-mobile. We don't care. We done said enough freaky shit on here for everybody to go on to keep that shit 100. Everybody in this motherfucker grown. Hopefully you ain't did no dumb shit like give your motherfucking mama the number. If you did that motherfucking shit, goddamn kill yourself ASAP. Why would you do that?
I don't know.
If you gave this motherfucking number to a motherfucker who ain't trill, who ain't about it, who fake, who gonna act all goddamn sadistic. We don't want them as listeners, okay?
Hold on. Wait.
What?
I take that back.
What?
Because some callers and some listeners, y'all have to warm up to us first to get to know what we're doing and understand.
Right.
So once y'all get comfortable, we already know what's going to happen.
Right.
If you feel like we're real enough, we keep talking about this real shit, you ain't got no motherfucking choice.
Right.
Believe that.
No worries. You know what I'm saying? No worries, all right? You dig? We ain't giving out no first and last names. Everybody can come up here with a little alias.
Exactly.
Give us an alias.
Alias.
If you're, oh, by the way, if you're on Facebook, look us up on Facebook, K100. Join the group and join the Facebook page. Become a fan. All right?
Get the strikes up, nigga. Get in the army, nigga.
We on the line, 347-934-0966. Hold on. Candy hit the number one again. Candy.
Yeah, what's up?
You hit the number one again, baby. Holla at me.
Yeah. I was just wondering if this was freaky. You know what I'm saying? If this is, do I get another lash for this? What I like to do. When I'm sucking dick and the nigga about to come, you know what I'm saying, and the nut come out, I want to lick it and taste it. You know what I'm saying? Do I get a lash for that?
Why? What? You
already
at eight.
Yeah.
Hold on. You already at eight. That's nine.
No, she was at seven.
Oh, she at eight. Now you at eight. You're at eight, too, baby. All you got to do is go ahead and go through with fucking them two niggas at the same time, and we'll go push you over the top. You get ten.
Yeah.
That's it.
That's just like her open up her mouth and just let a nigga. Open up her face. You know you get a lash.
Hey,
what did he say?
Shit. You got that lash easy. You like the goddamn swallow. If you swallow,
it's a lash.
If you swallow, we get two lashes for a swallow.
Oh yeah.
If you swallow,
it's not even swallowing it. I want to taste it. I want to lick it. It's a difference between swallowing it and throwing it back like a shot. No, Nick, I want to drink it like it's a drink. I want to taste it. I want to lick it. You know what I'm saying? I want to play with it in my mouth like mouthwash.
Oh. Damn it, man. Hey, right. I started to give a 10 last just to say that shit. You know what? We might as well give a 10, dog. We got to. Hey, she's
doing play with it like mouthwash.
No, we got to get a 10.
9.5 at least.
Yeah, she got it. Yeah, she's
9.5. And a half. And a half. We can't get a half. Damn.
Right. That might be a nigga fantasy.
I already know I gotta play out that shit.
Hey, look, I got three letters for you again.
What's that?
WCP.
West Coast Productions, Google it. If you don't know what that is,
she got it. Hey,
Google it.
she got it.
If you ever need a job, Google it.
That motherfucker got it. So,
right.
I can tell you.
Right. Right.
Niggas, do not go around there fucking around if you can't really fucking do what you need you to do, nigga.
You ain't gonna make it.
A nigga gotta make me skeet. He gotta make me skeet. If he can't make me skeet, I can't fuck with it. Like,
damn, you a
skeet. Hold on. You a gusher?
Yes.
That's it.
Yes.
Ten. Stop. Ten. She's a gusher.
Right.
I'm gonna
give a ten. Total freak. I love sex.
Because
I don't like going to work. I don't like going to school. I love having sex. You know what I'm saying? Right. That's what I like.
I'm going to have to give you a 10, Candy. Only because even though you haven't fucked two dudes, you said you want to. You just haven't met nobody cool enough to do it. So we're going to go ahead and give you a 10. Because you will do it. You just haven't met nobody that's down like that.
I know she'll do it all the shit. She said she do, nigga.
Yeah.
That's
all. I'm going to give her a 10, even though she haven't went through with it. Tanya, I'm sorry, baby. But she, I had to match up with you, baby. Hope y'all take care. I know it's a little bit of a, I graded it on the curve, but I had to give it an extra notch.
I had to.
All right, Candy, we out. We got to go to the next caller. My line's blowing up. My line's blowing the fuck up now. Ugh.
That's good.
4-4-6-8. All right. Caller. Yo, 663. Carla!
Uh-oh.
Hey, Carla! 443. Fucking a phone. Sounds like she might be fucking already. Carla! Hey, 663, you on now. K1 Radio. Get it, man. All right. Carla's back, 44663. Oh, either hitting number one again. We tried to go to you. You didn't want to say nothing. I got another one of my officers on the line. Kiki, holler at me, baby.
What's happening?
Man, we've
y'all
been off
crazy.
The chain. We've been off the chain over
here.
Oh,
you know what I've been doing, right? I've been eating. I was at a Japanese restaurant, right?
Oh, okay. All right.
Hey, I know this don't even apply to you, nigga. What?
Excuse me. Don't get it twisted. Hey. Real talk? Yeah.
Oh, good
yeah,
girls
just
gone bad?
Just because I don't do it to everybody don't mean I don't get it in.
Hey, good girls gone bad?
I'm a good girl to do bad things.
All right, Keith. Hey, we finna see how many lashes your ass
get.
Right.
Let's get him up. Let's get ready.
Come on, nigga.
Come on, ahead. Go ahead, Keith. All right, now, Keith. You know,
well, I let one, you know, tie me up.
Ooh, one lash. Give a lash.
She didn't eat the pussy, but she got the pussy. Okay, look at your lash.
I respect your game.
Look at your lash anyway. Even though you didn't get a face, you still let her do it. That's cool.
Woo,
you
I
get that lash.
Though.
You suck the dick while riding down the highway?
Riding down the highway. Yes, absolutely. I like to do it in the shower, too. Don't get in the shower around me because you will get your dick fucked.
Ooh.
Okay.
Hell wet and all. I'm living it.
All right. We're fucking with that. We've established that. Okay. What's the most freaky shit you did? You got 3 lashes already. Give it to us.
I don't know the most freaky thing. I get one for swallowing, don't I?
Oh, that's swallowing? That's two. You get 2 for swallowing. You get 2 for swallowing off top.
Ooh.
Let's
hey,
see.
I'm, yo,
huh?
Your appearance will just kill me.
Look, just like I said, P-Red, just because I don't do it with everybody, I guess it in the room now. I ain't never had that problem.
Hey, a chameleon act.
Listen, ladies. Straight the fuck up, ladies. You can be a freak if you marry. If you do everything with your husband, you're
exactly.
Still a freak. We ain't talking about hoes. We don't give a fuck about how many niggas you fuck. We're talking about what you going to do, even if it's with your one man or your boyfriend. We're talking about being freaky. We ain't talking about being a hoe. Stop saying just because a woman, get the meaning right. A hoe is not a hoe.
Exactly.
It's two different words. So you can be freaky as hell with just your dude. If you done did all this freaky shit, if you and your man done pulled the menage and all that shit, that's all right. You ain't got to necessarily be done did a fuck a lot of niggas. We just talking about your level of freakiness, what you
exactly.
will do with your man. So let's get it. Let's make that clear. A lot of people might not have heard when I had that disclaimer at the first because I see a lot of people just not chiming in. So let's get that clear, all right? Let's make that established.
And you said you get one for outside, fucking outside, yeah.
Yeah, fucking outside in front of people, in front of somebody where people can see. Yeah, you did that?
Yeah, now I have done it outside, but I haven't done it in front of people, but I probably would.
You probably would.
Yeah,
I would. We'll give you that last, because if you're willing to do it, that's 6. Oh, I didn't think she made it 6.
Damn, me neither. I thought she'll stop at the low 3.
See, that's what you get. That's what you get.
She made it
to 6.
No, that's what you get.
Right.
Because you know over here at Taylor's, man, you know what I'm saying?
We get it in.
I already said, I do what I got to do in the bedroom. The only thing that I will not probably won't see myself doing is fucking 2 dudes at one time. That's probably my whole thing.
You won't
yeah.
do that good? Yeah, you won't never make it.
Nah.
But you good, though.
But
you
I ain't never, you know, I ain't never had nobody even approach me like that because I ain't never had nobody want to share this pussy.
So what you saying is,
now, wait a minute. I'm going to tell you. Now, with that right there, all the ladies that saying that they don't fuck 2 dudes or they will, ladies, please don't approach your husband with that shit. All right? This is all that right there. All y'all ladies that want to fuck the 2 dudes at the same time, if you wait until you get married to do it, you're asking for it, all right? Go ahead and do that shit with your partner, your cut buddy, before you get married. Go on and get that family out the way so you won't have no regrets when you go ahead and tie the knot. But your husband, if he love you like that and he done married you, probably don't want to see another nigga mashing you down the mouth, all right?
Oh, and I tried the toys before.
Oh, yeah, you do the toys and shit? You do the toys?
Yeah.
Okay.
Tried the toys.
Did you try it?
Do
you like it?
Huh? It was alright.
Yeah.
That ain't my favorite thing. I like real dick and mouth and all that stuff.
Okay.
The toys.
You ever licked in the air? I give it to you. Hey, yo, Colonel.
I mean, she was married.
Hey, yo, Colonel.
Married for 8 years. I mean, she'd probably licked the booty hole a little bit.
Hey, yo, Colonel.
Just a little bit.
We'll give it to you. Yo, Colonel.
We'll give it to you.
What's up?
You's a shit talker.
Nonetheless, you did reach level 7 to freaking it.
You still my motherfucking dog, nigga.
That's what's up. That's what
it was one more that Shay said. I did that one too, but I forgot what it was. It was one more though.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, it was one more, but hey, I forgot.
Yeah, they get harder to get, but when we get to 8, we start being real stingy with the lashes. Start being stingy with the lashes. You know what I'm saying? Goddamn, we had to go in and push candle. But that motherfucker said she wanted to do it like his mouthwash. She wanted to gobble with it.
I ain't mad at her. I ain't mad at her about this.
God damn.
Like, oh, you said like you get being recorded before, right? Okay.
Right. Oh, that's right. You like being recorded?
No, I've done it.
Oh. All that ass on tape. Ah. Damn it, man. Damn, she had 8. That's my dog, man.
She hit eight.
You know what? I'm sorry. I'm gonna be the first to admit
you underestimated her gang.
No, listen.
That's what he did. Don't ever underestimate my gangster.
That too, but it's like the old saying: don't judge a book by its cover, baby.
By its cover, don't do it. Don't do it.
Right. All right.
That's when I tell y'all when they get fucked up in the bedroom. That's what I'm telling you. I fuck them up.
All right. We got everybody raising their hand. Hold on. We got a lot of all my second out of home. All right. Wow.
She hit 8.
But that nigga got. Hey, she got.
She said she swallowed.
Nigga, she. I didn't even think she was gonna go past 3. So she got an extra 5 on me.
Yeah. Don't judge a book by its cover. You never know. They call them closet freaks. Holla at us. You okay, 100?
Get it.
Call her.
What's up? This is Peaches.
Hey, Miss Peaches, where you been, baby?
Yeah, I've been on hiatus for a second.
Ah, you took some days off from us. You took some days off. That's all right. We give everybody days off. Miss Peaches got a fan club, too. Yeah, but hey, Peaches, I need you to be consistent with me, baby.
I've been working on a project at work, so you know what I'm saying. I had to, you know, been able to be on here like I'm supposed to be.
That's all right. The money come first. So go ahead, Ms. Peaches. Give it to us.
I came in on the tail end. What's going on here? Y'all wilding out on here tonight.
Well, listen. We giving our goddamn. Okay, this is what we doing. We judging. We asking everybody, what do you think a freak is? What do you think makes you freaky? What's the freaky shit you done? And we trying to get a gauge on everybody's level of freakiness. Now, we giving out, if you're a freak, we slap you across the ass, goddammit. All right? You know what I'm saying? For every, for every level of freakiness you hit, we giving you a slap across the ass. Ah! With the whip. You know what I'm saying? So we done had people say all kind of shit, like they done fucked 2 dudes, they done fucked bitches in the club, they like the goddamn goggle nut in their mouth like it's mouthwash. They done licked.
Oh, I heard me canned on that.
So look, that's a level 10, so you already know how hard you got to work to get to that motherfucker, okay? That's some hard work.
All right,
let's go.
Wait. Shit, dang, the freaking shit on this here. God damn, let's see. Okay. Shit. Every goddamn thing. I ain't been with 2 dudes. Now, that's a fantasy. Now, I do be thinking about that shit. But I ain't never did that. I ain't never been with 2 dudes. Yeah.
That's all right. A lot of us, Candy haven't done it, but she will do it. So we did give her another notch.
Hey,
you know what I'm saying?
Hey, Miss Peaches.
I don't even know if I do it, but I be thinking about this shit.
Hey, Miss Peaches.
Hold on.
Huh?
Do you think about it when you play with yourself?
Hell yeah.
There you go.
hey, Miss Peaches, this is how I go. Blizz gonna ask you the question. And it's going to depend on if you're going to get these lashes or not.
All right.
So, all right.
Have you ever licked any ass?
No, I ain't licked no ass, but I never been close to it. I ain't never licked no ass. I don't have my ass lit.
We ain't talking about the bottom. We ain't talking about the bottom of the sack. We talking about
did you got it? Nah, I ain't lit no ass. Really, I ain't fuck with no nigga that want
their
ass lit. So.
Right. Okay, that's all right. A lot of niggas. I let a motherfucker lick my ass before. I ain't gonna lie. I already said it, but I'm gonna.
Okay. I mean, hey, you get a lash.
I'm like a level 8 freak. All right, but anyway, okay. Have you ever videotaped yourself doing it?
Yep, just not my face.
Oh, damn. You did. Okay, but you did do it. All right. We'll give you that one.
One.
Okay, you ever fuck another girl?
Yep. Person?
3. Hey, that's what's up. Do you swallow?
Oh, yeah.
That's 2.
Damn,
we give out 5. We jump, we give our two for we swallowing it. You know what I'm saying? We give it our two.
You had five.
You had five already. All right. What else you got for us? Tell us something. You ever fucked outside or you ever had somebody else watch you fuck?
Oh, they probably seen me. I fucked on my balcony.
Oh, we'll give you that. It. We'll give you that. Okay, you ever played with the toys with the dude? You know what I'm saying? Let the nigga play with the vibrator
yeah.
on it? All right.
Oh, yeah.
That's seven. That's seven. You have seven features. What you got
Yay.
What you got for us?
Let me see. What's on other shit? I'll suck a dick in the club.
Damn. Whoa.
In the club. Let's see. What else? Shit, nigga. I've been fucking for a long time, so I done did just damn near everything. I just ain't been with two niggas, you know what I'm saying? But shit. You know.
Right,
it is what it is.
I take my eight. There you go, B. Here you go. There you go, baby. Slap across the ass.
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah. Exactly. Hey, motherfucking 100, nigga. I got the realest motherfucking show on the planet, bitches. Hey, you hear this shit?
So call them. Fuck with them. And listen, when you call in and you motherfucking hear what's going on, nigga, you know why we do what we do.
This is why this motherfucking shit, K100. All right, peaches, we got them coming up. We got to hit the lines, all right?
All right.
Everybody hitting us up now. I hope we get to everybody before we get off the show. I got like,
but you know what though?
Literally 15 hands raised. 404-663. Yo, caller. Caller. Damn. Why do they keep hitting the fucking number one? What the fuck is wrong with them? Damn it, man. Start hitting the hey. When you call, don't hit the number one unless you want to talk to us. LL, here's the number one. I want to talk to you. Damn it. LL, you ain't going to talk to me? Damn it, man. I ain't going to go to it. I ain't going to do it like that. We got a lot of people on that line anyway. We got plenty of people to go to. 347-934-0966. What's your level of freakiness? We're giving out freaky lashes. Slap across the ass. Can you get
on my level?
Can you get the 10? Candy got the 10. Tanya got the 10. I think Kuso on deck was at 9.
Oh, yo.
She was at 9. Hold on. She's still on the air. Hold on. Let me see if she'd like to really just goggle it. Maybe we can go in and give her 10.
Oh,
Kuso on deck, you on the air? Yo. Ah, she must got me on mute or something.
Hey. I already said that. Kuso going to get that.
She going to get that. She ain't the phone. She must set the phone down. Damn it, man. All right, hold on. Who is this right here?
VI.
Let's see what this is. 563. Let's go.
What's up?
Who is this? Who is this?
This is Be Nice.
Oh, Be Nice. What's happening, baby? One time for our faithful listeners. I already know Be Nice. Be Nice. Be Nice. If you get the five, If you get the five. I have had you all the way wrong this whole time. If you make it to five, Be Nice, I would admit that I was totally wrong about you.
Oh my gosh.
Yo, you already know. Hey,
please be nice, be nice.
Just don't be nice. Don't make me do this to you. Don't make me flush you down the toilet, be nice.
Okay, be nice. This is
how this gonna work. Cause you cool as hell. But if you ain't freaking, we flush the motherfucker down the toilet tonight.
All right, be nice. This is how it's worked. Little's going to ask you the question, and that's going to determine how you get your lash.
All right, question number one. Let's go. Have you ever swallowed cum before?
No.
Oh.
I've thought about it. I think about it. I think about, letting somebody nut on my face or some shit like that. And I fantasize about, what Candy said about swallowing. I mean, not swallowing, but just having a nut in my mouth.
Yeah, but have you done it?
No, I haven't done it.
I can't give you the lash. You got to do it. That's too easy. That's not like with two guys, because that's the fantasy that you probably won't go. Have you ever fucked a girl?
No.
Damn it, be nice. Okay. Well, have you ever fucked in front of somebody else?
Yeah.
You fucked while somebody else was watching?
I mean, they probably was watching. I don't know if they was or they wasn't, but people was around.
Was they in the room with you?
Yeah.
God, you got one. Whew. I'm glad. At least I ain't got to flush you. I ain't got to flush you. You got one. As long as you get one, we ain't got to send you down the toilet, baby. Okay, you got one lash. You got one lash. What else you got for me?
One lash.
One lash. What
one
else you got?
Lash.
That's all right though. We fucking with
just a
half. We fucking
one
lash. You can
one
say,
lash.
Hey, listen. You can still get. You can still get the dick over here at K100. You got one lash. You can still get mashed over here. Right.
No, I just, I don't, I mean, I haven't done a lot, but I think about doing it. I don't, like, I fantasize about doing it, but I haven't done it.
Okay, well, when you have done it, we're going to up them lashes. You understand what I'm saying? So what else, I mean, okay, well, I assume you ain't never licked a nigga ass or no shit like that, since you ain't never sucked, you don't even like sucking dick. I'm pretty sure that.
Hey, be nice. We're going to only do this for you. Once you cross that level that you don't done it, you can call in every day and we'll add your lashes daily.
Daily.
Or monthly or yearly, however you want to do it.
Yeah, it's going to be yearly. It's going to be yearly. But be nice. You did fuck in the room with somebody else watching. That's one lash. Oh, wait a minute. Have you ever sucked a nigga dick while you're driving down the highway? Be nice. Oh, damn, we dropped the call. She hit us back. Hit us back, be nice. She got disconnected. The call got dropped.
On to the next.
All right. Have we talked to this person right here? Who is this?
Mm-hmm.
Yo, you on the air? Call her. 678-526.
Hello.
Call her. Yo, what's going on?
Y'all don't talk to me.
Oh, this level C. My bad, it's Tanya. My bad. Hold on. Let me give him back out. 10,
nigga.
Get like up. Get on that level, nigga. Get on that level. All right, Tanya. My bad. We already got you down pat. 10 level freak, baby. You the motherfucking gold standard around this bitch. All right. Hold on. We're going to somebody else. Tanya the gold standard. Tanya, that's the one that already said she done fucked the two niggas and she done fucked the bitch in the club and she done did everything, nigga. Everything. Hold on. Be nice. Sit back in. Be nice.
Yeah. I didn't hear
okay.
What y'all said. My car dropped.
All right. All right. Check this out. So have you ever sucked a dude dick while you driving down the highway?
Yeah.
Did he have tits on the window?
No.
There go you two lashes. You got two. Oh, hey, you a big girl now, baby. Exactly. We're fucking with you. You know what I'm saying? You got a little freakiness in you. You got to get a little bit of age on you and get a little bit of, you know what I'm saying, experiment a little bit more. But I think with time, I think you come out of that shell. You know what I'm saying? I think so too.
I just, you know, it's something like I think about doing stuff. I just haven't done it.
Well, you know,
so
you gotta
make sure the right person.
I'm gonna tell you what. You know what? It might be that you only need to just meet that right dude to bring it out of you, baby.
Yeah.
Real talk. You gotta meet the right. You gotta meet that guy. You feel me? That you just feel totally uninhibited with, and he'll bring it about you. You feel me?
Yeah. I believe that. I believe that.
Right. Hold up. You ever played with the toys with your man? Like, let him use your vibrator or your whatever on you? You ever did that?
Yeah. Yeah, I've done that.
All right. Three. That's three. You got two or three? Oh, go be nice.
What you gonna do?
Right. We fucking with you. You can get it mashed over here at K100.
Fuck with your boy.
But you have to suck
with your boy.
I've done that. I've gave head in no swimming pool.
Okay. All right. We got a little freakiness in you. You got a little freakiness in you. You getting there. Hold on. Kiki hitting number one. Hold on. Kiki.
Since I came in on tail end, I just wanted to know if y'all got somebody, have y'all got anybody done took it up the, you know.
Oh, take it up the ass. My bad. Be nice. You ever took it up the ass?
I've tried it, but not all the way. Like, not consistently.
Did he stick the head in?
Yeah.
All right. That's four.
Oh, well, I get nine.
Whoa. You got to stick the head in. Whoa! That's the head in. That's four be nice. That's four. You almost there, baby. You almost there. Is that the standard at five over here at K100? We said you need at least five lashes. You know what I'm saying? But you at four. We didn't even expect you to get two.
Shit, one.
Damn it, man. Hold on. Hold on, Key.
Huh?
Did you take it up to Ashley? We'll give it to you. Every time they laugh, we're giving it to them. When they answer with a laugh, we're giving it to them.
It's funny now, but it wasn't funny while you were doing it. Yeah.
No, it wasn't. Not at all.
It hurt, didn't it?
Yes.
So we're gonna laugh with your ass right now. All right, y'all, we gotta go to the rest of these callers. Hold on. All right, y'all be on standby. Boy, this shit off the chain. Woo! 206-678, get at us.
I feel like y'all got, I feel like a schoolgirl for a minute now.
Oh, why is that? We ain't gotta tell us your name. Is your first time caller?
Nah, I'm not a first time.
Oh, okay. All right. what you mean? Hold on. What you mean?
Because I listen to all these females on here, and I'm like, I thought I was, but I ain't got nothing on half of y'all callers.
Hey, baby, this is goddamn K motherfucking 100. We gonna goddamn put you up on game. We gonna let your motherfucking ass know if you really think you free, because you might. I think this show is beneficial to ladies just like you, because a lot of y'all around this motherfucker thinking that y'all got them freaking, y'all pleasing y'all man, and you understand these real motherfucking freak ass women they out here. That's why your nigga done cheated, okay? You got some competition out here. Get your motherfucking freak game up, all right? That's real
right.
Motherfucking talk. Every motherfucking lady that feel like you, and by the way, I commend you for even calling in and giving that respect up to these motherfucking true freaks. You understand what I'm saying? We gonna give you motherfucking love. You understand what I'm saying? Because there's a whole bunch of motherfucking women out here thinking they got it going on, thinking they doing some motherfucking freaky shit. And guess what? They motherfucking man is over there with the motherfucking real freaks that's like real, really getting it in, okay?
I mean, don't get it twisted. Mine ain't going nowhere, but I ain't got nothing. I ain't never bumped no coochies and ate no carpet and no shit like that.
Okay,
I'm just saying.
Hold on, let's see where you at, okay?
Okay.
Do you swap?
Yep, definitely.
You got two off the top. You swap. Here you come out. We all out there motherfucking back. This K100, we love it when they swallow. That's two right there. So automatically, we ain't going to even flush you. You feel what I'm saying? So you good. You ain't even got to get the flush. You understand what I'm saying? You good. Off the top. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
All right. You know what I mean? So you straight. So, okay, you got two. What else you done did? You know what I'm saying? You said you ain't never fucked the girl. That's all right. We understand that right there. A lot of women don't get down with that shit. You ever fucked two dudes?
Nah, I ain't did two dudes. Well,
okay.
Two different dudes?
No. What do you mean? Two dudes at the same time?
Not at the same time, but we were all up in the same room, you know.
Oh, okay. So you've been fucking with other people watching?
Yeah, a few times.
Nice. That's three right there. Everybody ain't able. Do you play with the toys and shit? You like to let your man play with your dildo with you and your vibrator and your bullet and all that?
Yeah.
That's four.
Have you ever sucked a dick riding down the highway with no tent?
No, I haven't done that.
Oh, okay. But you have swallowed, so we're a little confused about that one. Normally when you swallow, they at least did that. But okay, that's cool. That's cool. All right. So what else? What we missing? You ever licked in the ass?
Yeah.
Ah!
That motherfucker got
a high.
We fucking
with you. Okay, I mean, you understand? You ain't. Wait a minute. Your man might be satisfied. A lot of motherfucking women ain't got to fuck. A lot of women don't do the menage and all that. We understand. That's just another level of freakiness. But don't be ashamed. You got five notches over here at K100, baby. Your man don't got no reason to really be cheating.
All right? I did do outside. It was like 2:00 in the afternoon. You know, on the side street. So I did have an audience then. Didn't know it though. You know, but after I found out, it was cool. You know what I'm saying? So.
Would you do it again?
I would.
There you go.
I would.
Okay. Well, hold on. You kind of was down on yourself, like you might not have been. Look, listen, man. Some of these motherfucking women that's on this level 10, look, they stone cold freak. All right, but you freaky. You ain't no lame.
Okay. That's what about me.
Hold on. You ever took it up the ass?
I nut it up the ass. I love it up the ass, okay?
She said she loved it up the ass, nigga. That should have been the first last. Hey, baby. But what you heard? She had eight. That was eight. My bad. I mean, unless she, you know, she get down with getting with the women, she ain't gonna be able to cross that threshold with us. You know what I'm saying? No, I can't get with that. All right, well, that's all right. It ain't for everybody. It ain't for everybody.
Sure.
But we gave you got a nice little bit of lashes. You understand? You
got your eight right across your
head. Got
your
eight.
Oh, well, that's what's up, dude. Listen.
Once we get the eight, it's hard for a motherfucker to break that goddamn 10. We had to give it to the ones we gave it to because they were just all in. You understand?
Oh, okay.
So, I call us that got that 10 count. They was about it. Okay? You know, we don't run across too many like that. We love them over here at K100. We love them, baby. We love them. But we know, we understand, we accept the fact that that's a rare breed, okay?
All right, that's what's
up. You're still freaking this, baby. We still fuck with you. You still can get mashed. By the way, whenever you feel like coming up to the show, you know, we don't mind co-hosts, you know.
No, we don't mind no.
Hey, I'll let us on the email, you know, with these directions. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, one thing about it. When you see this K100, baby, love the middle finger.
Run. We're going to use it to tell you, come here.
That's crazy. Sit on
this.
All right. Appreciate it. Okay. Listen, man. Yeah, look, ladies. And all the motherfucking niggas. That's why niggas hate us, man, because motherfucking women love us. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, I know why ain't no niggas calling tonight, because they trying to hear if they girl calling or somebody they fucking with calling up here. But it don't matter, nigga. You need to get down tuned in, because if they come out here and co-host with a real nigga, man, I'm telling you, man.
I might be the mash they bitch. That might be why they mad. You know, I mash a nigga, bitch. Ain't nothing.
Bitch, I might. Bitch, I might.
You know, I mash me one now. You know what I'm saying? That might be why they mad at me.
Hey,
LL, did you hit the number one? LL.
Who?
Who was this? 813?
How are you? This is Kiki.
Oh, what's going on, man?
No, what's going on?
Oh, you got the same zip as somebody else I thought you was. Who is this again?
Who did you think it was?
I thought it was my homegirl L. She got the same zip as this right here.
Oh no, this is Kidada.
Oh, what's going on with you, baby? What's happening? Thank you for calling the show. This your first time calling?
Not my first time calling. It's my first time speaking.
Oh well, anyway, that's what's up. Oh,
you got something you might want to say? You got something you want to say to him?
Go ahead, baby. Get it off your chest. What you think? What you think? What's your level of freakiness? What you think a freak is?
I mean, it just depends on the individual person. I mean, I just think personally it may be a lot more freaks on the phone than they're willing to admit.
Right. So we giving out lashes, you know what I mean?
I was calling out the quiet freaks. Where they at?
Well, we gonna
find out.
Oh, they out there. They listening right now. You feel me?
Right.
They out there.
Right.
So listen, we're going to go ahead and try and get your lashes up. We got about 5 more minutes on the show. So let's go ahead and judge your level of freakiness, okay? What's the most freaky shit you done did?
I mean, I don't know, probably had sex in a club.
Okay. You fucked in the club with people around, that's one. You get a lash for that. You know what I'm saying? We're giving out lashes. We got the max you can get is 10. That's a goddamn 10-tier freak. Okay, so you swallow? When you suck dick, you swallow?
Of course.
That's two off the top. You had three. You had three, baby. It's nothing, okay? You ever fucked a girl?
Yeah.
So, here we go, goddammit. Oh!
She on the motherfucking roll.
She on the roll, nigga. She rolling through them. Okay, what else we got? Oh, you ever took it up? Hold on, you ever took it up the ass?
Yeah.
Damn, we already have, what's that, 5 already?
You ever sucked a dick in the car riding down the highway, no tent?
Who hasn't?
Damn.
Who does that?
Have you ever fucked two dudes?
No, I haven't did that.
You ever fantasize
about it? I'm not opposed to it. I'm not opposed to it. Just never have.
Oh, but you will do it, right?
Maybe if the right opportunity presents itself, maybe.
Okay, we'll give it to you. We can't give you 10 because you haven't really done it yet. We only gave one other person a 10 who haven't done it because she said she liked to gobble nut in her mouth like mouthwash. We gave it to her. But other than that,
that's still,
we'll give you that. Okay, so check this out. What else? You ever licked ass before? You ever licked the ass?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. We already had goddamn 8.
Nigga, she up there. She ain't gonna go back. She ain't questioning that threshold, but that's a good 8.
That's a good
8.
We fucking with it, babe. Hey.
Stand up on your 8, babe.
We fucking with that. Shit, what else? We missing anything? Do you play with toys and shit like with your man? Do you like let that nigga play with the vibrator with you and use your dildo and shit on you?
Of course.
Woo!
Oh, so soon as she fucked them 2 dudes, you'll be at a 10. You're a straight 9, baby.
Freaky. Freaky, baby.
Well, y'all hold on for that one. I don't know when that's on. But
hey, one thing about it, if you ain't married, please do it before you get married, okay? Because your husband might not be with it, and you don't want to die with that fantasy of it. Go and find you a cool ass cut, but it's something to get it in before you say I do. All right?
I hear you.
That's what's up, baby. Thank you for calling K100. Okay.
All right, boo.
All right. God damn it, man. She got them. You know what I'm saying? These motherfucking women, boy. These motherfucking women freaky.
We ain't had never one real nigga call in.
Yeah,
that's
one
motherfucking
dude.
Green.
Goddamn, Jody Green, appreciate you calling, dog. Hold on, I think you hit the number one again. Real quick, Jody Green.
What's up, man? Can you hear me?
Boy, you hear me, boy? Boy, we giving it to him K100 tonight, homie.
Yes, sir. Y'all doing it tonight.
Right.
I appreciate you putting it out there like that. I love it.
That's what's up, man. So now, if you got an old lady girlfriend and she be like, oh, I'm freaking up, goddamn it. After how many lashes can she get on K100? If she can't get up to 5, I don't know. There's a lot of motherfucking women out here busting that 5 down like it's nothing. Like it's nothing. 5 ain't nothing. They going through 5. 5 ain't nothing on this bitch. All right?
Shit, if she swallowing the nut, she getting 2.
Off top.
So the other 3 should be easy, bitch.
Right. Hey, don't.
hey, not these women know why. They may be cheating. Come on. Come on now. These ladies bring it. For real.
Right.
Hey, when they come in from work, take care of him. Serve him up.
That's right. ASAP. All right. We got to go to another call. All right. Shay, I see you hit your hand real quick. Go ahead, Shay, real quick.
I had to comment. Y'all owe me a couple more because for the taste test or the swallowing, hello. That's a given.
We didn't give you that?
Hell no. You didn't even ask the question.
Damn.
Give me one more just for GP just because I like spanking.
All right. So you should be at about a 9. Well, you should be. I think you was at like an 8. There you go. All right. All right. Next caller. Hey, Kuso on deck before we go, baby. Holler at me.
What? Give me my rating. What's popping?
Hold on. We got like 10 seconds left. Hurry up.
I'm saying, though, you know what I'm saying? I need my rating. You need to let me know what's going on.
Oh, shit. You got a 10, nigga.
Yeah,
we gave you a 10.
Hold on. Okay. Well, let me know something, because I thought I was the freakiest bitch in America.
Hold on. Here we go. There you go, baby. You got them.
Oh, okay.
All right. Candy,
just make it so. All right,
Candy. Before we go, Candy, what's up? Real quick.
Yeah, I just need another lashing, because I like to be choked out and spanked and bitch, and I like
shit.
All that shit. So I need, yeah, I want another one.
Can
I get another one, please?
Oh, yeah, there you go. We give it to you, baby.
You.
All right. All right, yo. Yo, we out, man. We ain't going live no more. We got damn, the show ain't streaming live, but we still recording. So, yo, that's the end of the motherfucking show. You should still hear this part right here. You understand? As we roll motherfucking out, you understand what I'm saying? And we gone. All right? Damn it, man. We didn't get a chance to play the out music.
Nigga, that was one of the most
gangster shows we ever had. All right. Holla at us, man. Sorry, we didn't get a chance to play the out music. Holla at us. K100 Radio, baby. Get us next time. I'll fix it in the edit.